Good morning, everyone. It's about 11 a.m. I guess today is... What is today? Today's Thursday. Wow, the week is almost over. So I guess this is day 3. Well, technically, I already had 2 days of snowed-in days. And today, I do have the opportunity to shovel my driveway, which I will do real soon. I spent the last hour or so doing some work. I got called at 9 a.m. for some servers were out, and so I went off and I turned the laptop on and started working, and my roommates, I hear they were shoveling outside, and I have to shovel my driveway. Hopefully one of them, I don't know which one, broke one of 3 shovels. They bent the main stem, the neck of the shovel, so there's one good metal one, and I certainly need that because there's some icing and stuff in the back of the driveway. So I hope that's in good shape and they haven't broken that one. Anyhow, moving on. So Google Buzz seems like a neat little thing. A couple things that I like about it. In comparison to Twitter, Buzz really does let you follow better. It seems pretty obvious. This is an adoption of Google Wave. Now, by comparison to Wave, one of the things that was nice about Wave is that if you wanted to experience Wave, you had to go into Wave, and you could experience it directly there. In the case of Google Buzz, it's all up in my business on Gmail, and I find that really irritating. Now, when someone asked me, I said, well, what's your opinion? And I said, well, no matter what happens, it's going to come down to a community. So if you have a community of people that are going to utilize it, you know, that experience is going to depend on them and how you interact with that. Much like Twitter, much like Facebook, much like MySpace, much like in any version of Instant Messenger, as long as you have people to interact with, how your community or how the people that you interact with, your network basically, in that environment, functions is going to determine how well you embrace it or not. Now, you know, I have more than one Gmail account, and I have a couple that are under the Gmail context. And then I have, you know, a couple hosted apps. I have different projects that I've done, and I have several Gmail type of email accounts. I actually have quite a bit, but I have one that's sort of more personal that I use when I was doing job searching, which kind of corresponds with my username. Even here, you see on Audioboo, as well as one for the podcast. So the one that corresponds with this screen name, I don't use that email that much. I use it occasionally for very specific things. I generally don't give it out too much. I don't use it as my personal account. I actually have a Yahoo account that I use more often for most functional things. Like, it doesn't matter what. But so the point that I'm getting at is that I have a small community. I don't have too many people in my social circuit that know that Gmail account. So Buzz has been very simple and quiet and has been fine for me. On the podcast one, immediately, you know, had a bunch of people following, and I guess I'm following back. Just a whole bunch of people where there's lots of social media noisemakers. Or not even social media people, but people that I know, I guess maybe via social media or other forms of it over time. And, you know, then they attach their Google Reader and all their Twittering, and there's all this noise. And yeah, maybe that noise has always been in Twitter, but I don't go back and I don't generally go stalk a person and look at their whole last 5 days worth of posts. And even in case of Twitter, you got these little blips, right? These little link sharing and stuff like that. Generally, there isn't 5 or 6 tweets that, you know, accommodate one message post. Sometimes there is. But most of that stuff, the thing with Twitter is that information is fleeting. So if you have too many followers. And, you know, in today's world of Twitter, if you have more than 10 followers, you probably can't keep up with most of the noise. But if that does occur, you know, you can basically just kind of ignore it. It just falls off the cliff, so to speak, unless you go looking for it. In the case of Buzz, it's right there in my space, functional space, and I go into that Gmail account. I want to check the email. I want to respond to people. And I don't need this additional noise right there. It's irritating. And then it's just kind of like, oh, I found this YouTube link. Oh, look at my new Flickr. Oh, I think this about TED Talks. Oh, I think about this with Haiti. And then what you do is, even though you take an interest in the person that's involved, but you don't necessarily take a full interest in the topic thinking about, then what you do is you get all the people that are trying to suck to that, or to that person, there's a lot, oh, that sucked, that was a funny joke. And, you know, there's 15 or 16 of those things that happen for one little simple post. And I just found myself saying, muting. And then eventually got to the point where I was like, okay, I guess I'll unfollow the person. And then I said, between yesterday and, right, this thing is pretty new. It's only like a couple days old. Between yesterday and today, there were 75 things in Buzz that were new for me for this one email account, the podcast email account. And I was like, and you know, 30 of them for one person and 30 of them were for the other person. And there were a couple others, you know, from some random set of people. And I want to appreciate it. But it is too good at containing all the noise, all the air quotes buzz from everything. And to me, that's too much. The community of friends that I guess I'm following are ruining it for me. Even though there are times that I want to hear what they have to say. But it is just, look, I have other things to do in life besides reading everybody's chatter. And I think maybe that's it. It's too good at capturing all the chatter for all things. And I wish you could override what connections you can get from people. So, for example, if I can go to a particular user instead of blocking them, I say, okay, no more your Google Reader, no more your Twitter stuff, right? Just your Flickr, just your Picasa, whatever, right? None of these connections. And that's the irritating part for me. And so I've turned Google Buzz off altogether for at least that, the podcast account. So there you go. There's my take on Buzz. I'm telling you, I'm really not. I think I'm a general fan of the idea of it. The problem is that I wish it was self-contained like Wave was. So if I want to ignore it, I could. Kind of much like Twitter. You don't have to. You basically seek out the things that have fallen off, you know, the top of the list. So if you wanna go catch up on what a person's been doing, because you've lost touch with them, you know, you can do that with Twitter. You can't do that with Buzz. And Buzz is too good at capturing all the noise. And to me, that's a problem, because obviously with the podcast, I have this burgeoning community, and it would be nice to utilize it through the podcast. But the problem is, it's like a full-time thing just keeping up with the podcast email. It's even worse to basically mute out all the noise and all the unnecessary chatter and buzz posts that you recognize. Well, that's kind of cool, but you know it's going to be popular. You know it's going to be lots of chatter. I have to mute this. And that's the stuff that I hate. Okay, I've ran in for 9 minutes, and I'm going to stop. And I hope all of you understand my position on it, I hope. Hope you don't get upset with me turning off. I'm sure maybe a few of you have been part of the noise making. So anyhow, just realize that not all of us want to listen to all things from somebody, right? Honestly, none of you are brands, no matter how much you want to tout yourself that way. You just aren't a brand. You're a person. So, you know, be careful what kind of noise you create. Unfortunately, I feel guilty for unfollowing you. I want to be your friend. I want to know you online, or I already do, or in person, but, you know, it's a lot of noise. You just got to be careful what you share. And that's my opinion on it. And 10 minutes have gone by, so I'm sorry for that. And yeah, I'm going to go wear myself out and go shovel several feet of snow. And I guess I'll catch you all on the flip side. Bye, everyone.